882-6BR, where you don't miss a thing.
Time to talk to Morris Mizalowski, who's our business futurist. G'day, Morris.
G'day, Jason.
Now, Morris, there's something very interesting happening at the moment. During the week, the Commonwealth Bank came out with a new tool that they've called Ka-Ching. Now, this is something that they're building into an iPhone, at least initially, and you can get a holster for the iPhone because the iPhone doesn't have something called NFC. Can you explain that for us?
Well, let's give it a whirl. It starts firstly. NFC stands for Near Field Communication, and that's why I've brought it down to NFC. It's been something that's been talked about since it first came onto the scene in 2004, and it really sets up a mini network between your mobile phone and something else. The something else in the Commonwealth Bank's example is a little device that they use to be able to take our FDPOS. You know when you go up and you put your credit card into that machine?
Yeah.
That's the other end of the device in this case.
Uh-huh.
So our mobile phone talks directly to that machine, and it does a transaction on our behalf.
So what this effectively means is that I don't have to have a wallet, I can just use my phone.
Absolutely, and that's what we're headed. That's absolutely where we're going. It's called the virtual wallet.
And if I lose my phone?
If you lose your phone, it's pretty much like losing the plastic card itself. So in the case of Commonwealth, and they've all said the same thing, but Commonwealth specifically this week with their release, they said that all the things stand. So if you lose your mobile device and you notify them, they accept liability from that point onwards, so you're not going to be charged. But it has all of the usual possibilities because you need to put a PIN number in.
Ah, okay. So you still need a PIN.
Yeah, so as long as you can walk up with the device, anyone in hand, and just pay for it, you'll need your PIN. You'll also need to be able to access some kind of either piece of security in there, and with time, not too long down the track, it'll have biometrics, so it'll be your fingerprint or your eye or something else that you'll be able to use as well.
Yeah.
So the security, they claim, no surprise, and I do believe them to a great extent, is actually far more secure than a plastic card. We're less likely to lose the phone, they say, and certainly with the ability to turn it off instantly, which is one of the things that we can do at our end as well. Remember that most of our phones now also, not only can the bank turn it off, but we can actually find our phone remotely.
Yes.
Using those features, and we can shut it off, so to speak. So in fact, if we're aware that we've lost it, we can do something, the bank can do something.
In this instance, NFC is being used for FPOS and credit card type transactions, but down the track, could we be using it for even more things, like, say, passports?
Absolutely. What will happen with NFC, and this is something we've been waiting for a while, is NFC will become our virtual wallet, it'll become our virtual key, and of course our communication tool as well. So we will use this to interact with everything. Down the track, it's likely that we'll have passports on it. We're talking maybe 10, 15 years away. But what's going to happen in the much shorter term is we'll be using this in store and when we walk around the streets. So a lot of the things that we go into store for, if we put our mobile phone up to a shirt or a pair of trousers we want to buy, we might be able to get additional information from that shirt or that pair of trousers.
I see.
When we walk into a store, again, because we've chosen to opt in, they'll be able to send us promotional message, vouchers, coupons, maybe some video. Maybe we can even book ourselves in to get some good customer service. So it has a queuing system when you walk in the store. It recognizes you. So what it's going to become really is our virtual PA, our personal assistant in many ways, and it will announce to the world who we are and be able to share information.
Now, I guess there will be a way for people to be able to use the functionality like FPOS without actually having to switch all that other stuff on just in case they're a bit worried about Big Brother?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's always a way to do it, and you'll be able to either use it or not use it. You'll still be able to use credit cards, of course, they're not disappearing. But all of the banks and the major credit card providers are very much pushing us down this road. And in fact, many of us already have NFC in our pocket and don't know it. We've been sent the credit card and it's got that little chip on the top.
Oh, yeah.
You know that PayWave and all the other things they've been advertising for the last 6 months or so? When you walk up to the device and you simply wave it over?
Yeah.
That's all NFC already.
Is that right?
So we've already had a soft introduction and the uptake on it's been really good. People are happy with it. At this stage, it's used for low order transactions. Normally under $100 or less, depending on the store that you're going into, so McDonald's, 7-Eleven and other play that kind of volume. It's very likely that within a year, I'd say within 2 years, we will be absolutely used to this, and it'll be something that we do quite comfortably.
So what on earth possessed Apple to release their latest phone without NFC built in?
Oh, now, this was the big question, because the big punt was that the next Apple, obviously the one that's just been released, the 4S, was going to have it. At this stage, we don't know why they didn't do it. We never know why Apple does anything. But it's, I would say, a fairly safe assumption that the next iPhone will have NFC.
Now, just quickly, because we're running out of time, unfortunately, Morris. I hate it when we run out of time with you. One of the things I'm starting to notice on a lot of advertisements and even billboards is a little, almost postage stamp-sized shape that has these... It's normally black and white, and it's just all pixels, and I'm told it's actually a two-dimensional barcode. What's it actually for?
So it's a barcode on steroids. What it's called is a QR code. It stands for Quick Response. It's been around Japan for 6 years. In Japan, about 80% of all communication, so that's your advertising, your bus stations, all kinds of things, have it on it. It's the equivalent of your mobile phone. You know when you get an email and somebody sends you a link, you click on it and it sends you somewhere, and you're watching a piece of video or you're going to somewhere? This is the equivalent on the mobile phone. So what happens is you've got to download a little app that's free, and the one I recommend is iNigma. But there are plenty of them if you do a search on them. You download that and it turns your mobile phone's camera into a barcode reader. It takes a picture of that funny little barcode, as you describe it, absolutely, and automatically then jumps you from that barcode onto the web, and you can watch a piece of video, you can call from it, whatever it is, it's been hooked up and linked to it.
So it's a pretty clever way for advertisers to be able to give you a shortcut to find more information about the product.
Yes, that's exactly what it's used for. It's used for promotion, for couponing, and it's something that you can do in business as well. It's free. So if you look up QR code generator, you'll see it's a really a quick three-step process and absolutely free for you to generate your own QR code. And then you get a JPEG, a little picture of it, and you can use that as many times as you want on your promotional materials.
Brilliant. I love where technology is heading. Now, Morris, you also do conference speaking and consulting on the future. How would people get in touch with you?
It's all the W's and businessfuturist.com.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll talk to you next week.
A pleasure. Look forward to it.
Good on you. Morris Mizalowski there, who is our business futurist. We talk to Morris every single week. If you've got a subject you'd like to know a little bit more about that's coming down the pipeline, let us know here at 6PR. You can give us a call or email jason at 6pr.com.au and we'll make sure we get Morris to tell us more about it.